Turn your radio on, her program is a starting. Her voice is as smooth as a pearl, introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle with her gifts of country gold. You know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Folks, and welcome to the program. You're listening to WFMU 91.1 FM and the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program. And it's a very special program tonight. I know it's February 14th, but we're going to just ignore that almost completely. And we're going to focus on February 6th. Which was more than a week ago. Well, I was gone, and thank you, little Danny, for filling in while I was in Peru. I mean, maybe I'll talk about that later, but it's not important because tonight, prompted by one of the great listeners to this program, I was reminded that we just celebrated the 110th birthday of the great Thurl Arthur Ravenscroft. And I didn't want to mark this occasion by myself. So I brought another big fan of the good Mr. Ravenscroft along, and that's the one and only Mr. Finewine. Hello.
Hey, that would be me, another big fan of Thurl Ravenscroft. Yes. Hi.
Yes. So buckle up, because yes, we are going to have a full hour of Thurl Ravenscroft's delights for you. Now, let's set the scene a little bit, because some people probably have not heard of Mr. Ravenscroft. And I think it depends on how old you are, what your references might be. One thing that's pretty universal, but probably changed in the 90s, I believe, he was the voice of Tony the Tiger. They're great.
Yes. So indelibly etched in my brain from childhood.
I mean, that was the first one, I think, for me. He was my voice of Tony the Tiger. But also, and we will play this because there's an important story behind it, but also the person who sang "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch."
Yes. Depending on your childhood, maybe the voice of Natty Bo Beer.
Maybe the voice of Natty Bo Beer. That might be one. And those are the things that were sort of very clearly him at the center of it. Now, he also was a consummate session musician. So he was a go-to bass singer on records. He was a go-to for Disney. So we'll hear some Disney stuff. And once you know his voice, you know it in your bones. And
you can feel it in your bones. It's so resonantly
yes.
deep. Yeah.
Yes. And so we will get to some controversies in the career of Thurl Ravenscroft. Things that we would love to know if people know more about, because we are historians of the career of Thurl Ravenscroft. Anyway, let's start to get into it. So you can get accustomed to his voice, because when we play the controversial ones, you'll want to know his voice well to make a call. So we're going to start with a record that was not under his own name. He had very few records under his own name. He was mostly a session musician, but also performed under some pseudonyms. This one is an R&B record, and his name is Big John. Big John and the Buzzards. Hey Little Girl is the name of this record. You're listening to WFMU.
Hey, little girl, are you fine, fine, fine? Hey, little girl, are you fine, fine, fine? Please tell me, pretty baby, what may be your name? Hey, little girl, I was about a date. Hey, little girl, I was about a date. I pick your burly baby, won't keep you out too late. Do you know harm? So don't you have no fear. Hey, little girl, I'm in love with you. Hey, little girl, I'm in love with you. Hey, little girl, I don't know what to do. Bye.
Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
I got a guy, the sweetest guy you ever did see. Oh me, oh my, to think that he is crazy for me. But every time I get him far away from the crowd, instead of sitting on the sofa, he keeps shouting out loud.
Oh, I want to go on a wing, ding, 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 tonight. I want to go on a wing, ding, 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 tonight. Nothing like it, just you try it. Once you try it, I bet you buy it. Come on, let's go on a wing, ding, ding, tonight.
We have a date together every Saturday night. Can hardly wait until he's here and holding me tight. He puts his arms around me and my life is complete. And then I hope he'll pop the question, but instead he'll repeat.
Baby, I wanna go on a wing, ding, 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 tonight.
Oh, no, not again.
I wanna go on a wing, ding, 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 tonight.
You and your wing, ding, ding.
Nothing like it, just you try it. Once you try it, I bet you buy it. Come on, let's go on a wing, ding, ding, tonight.
Surely make him say when. He ate an awful lot, then he shut up like a clam. And this is how my honey got himself right out of a jam.
Oh, I wanna go on a wing, ding, 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 tonight. I wanna go on a wing, ding, 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 tonight. Nothing like it,
I guess I'll try it.
Once you try it,
I bet I'll buy it. Come on, let's go
on a wing, ding, ding, tonight.
Along, and they sing, oh, ain't you? declares his single. And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Oh, Lily Bow, oh, Lily Bow. Though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never fell.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle,
skirt.
Beach is divine. I go to ball games, the bleachers are fine. I follow Winchell and read every line. That's why the lady is a tramp. I love a prize fight that isn't a fake. I love the rowing on Central Park Lake. I go to opera and stay wide awake. That's why the lady is a tramp. This old house once knew his children. This old house once knew his wife. This old house was home and comfort as they fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now he trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer? Ain't you gonna need this house no more?
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is a-getting shaky. This old house is a-getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. Oh, his knees are a-getting chilly, but he feels no fear of pain, 'cause he sees an angel peeking through a broken window pane.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer? Ain't you gonna need this house no more?
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges. House no longer, he's getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is afraid of thunder. This old house is afraid of storms. This old house just groans and trembles when the night wind flings its arms. This old house is a-getting feeble. This old house is a-needing paint. Just like him, it's tuckered out, but he's a-getting ready to meet the saints.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer? Ain't you gonna need this house no more?
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's a-getting ready to meet the saints.
Ready to meet the saints.
Thank you.
there. You're listening to WFMU and the very special Valentine's Day edition of the 110th birthday celebration of the great Thurl Ravenscroft with my special guest, Mr. Fine Wine.
Hey, are you playing Ramsey Lewis's version of Ain't That Peculiar because our fascination with Thurl Ravenscroft is peculiar?
Yes. That is exactly...
That's what I figured.
That's exactly why. I did request this instrumental album specifically as the soundtrack for this program. Let me tell you what we heard, and I hope you've been absorbing and getting, again, deep into your bones the voice of Thurl Ravenscroft, because it's going to be important later in the show when we have some
speculative
some mysteries to dive into, and we need you all to be citizen detectives. So that last song we heard, and we only heard one song for sure, Rosemary Clooney, This Old House, that's documented. He's on it. A version of I've Got Spurs with him, and it's definitely him, because if you search that one on YouTube or whatever, he's actually in a film singing I've Got Spurs. He's dressed up in a cool cowboy outfit, so you can see him in real life.
All 6'5" of them, right?
Yeah. Big guy. Roberta Lee and Thurl Ravenscroft, Wing Ding Ding before that. Of course, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. We could not get out of this hour without playing that, because it's a tour de force.
It really is. And the story is, they just handed him the lyric sheet. He had no idea what he was. He had showed up at a session blind. They handed him the lyric sheet and he just knocked it out.
There are some interviews with him later in life when he talks about his career, because I think his association with Disney, and we'll play at least one other Disney record. Grinch is not Disney, but he had this association with Disney that made people fascinated with him, and so he got interviewed later in life. And I mean, he was truly a session musician. He would just go from room to room sometimes at a studio and be handed some stuff, or be there with a choir and he was the bass voice or whatever, and he just had to pick it up and do it. We've heard anywhere from 1 to 3 takes for
Good
Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
Yeah, there's a good interview with him that I found last night. If you go to a website, Hogan Mag, HOGANMag.com, and look for it there. The interview took place when he was 90.
Yeah.
But he talks about that Grinch session
and
other stuff.
And he's sharp as a tack,
yeah,
by the way.
He talks about how he, you know, he thinks he had some other session right before the Grinch, and maybe another, he had to run off for another one somewhere else right after the Grinch.
Yeah.
Just another day's work for Thurl Ravenscroft.
Sure. And to be clear, he was not the voice of the Grinch. I don't think the Grinch had a voice. He never talked in the Grinch. He was the voice of the theme song, and boy was he ever. And then we started with Big John and the Buzzards. All right, we're going to play some more confirmed Thurl Ravenscroft records. Again, get your head around it. Get your ears accustomed. Love it. This one, you brought, Mr. Finewine, Jack Fascinato and his orchestra.
On the Fraternity label, I believe.
Yes, yeah. That's true. 50 Fathoms, because of course, if you're going deep under the sea, who else could you have on this record but Thurl Ravenscroft?
Whose voice can cut through gallons of water, millions of gallons of water, thousands of feet under the surface.
Truly. So let's hear that. You're listening to WFMU.
Fifty fathoms deep. If I die, just let me lie at the bottom of the sea and sleep. I'm a deep sea diver, and my job is tough. So I pray for courage when the sea is rough. When I'm way down under and the chill and ache, how I hope to heaven that the line don't break. 50 fathoms deep. If I die, just let me lie
at the bottom. of the sea and sleep.
In the inky blackness, by the wrecked debris, lie the Spanish fortunes that were lost at sea. But a sunken treasure never could compare to the riches of nature, the sun and the air. 50 fathoms, 50 fathoms, 50 fathoms deep. If I die, just let me lie
at the bottom of the sea and sleep.
It's an awful misery when you get the bends. Oh, a diver's trouble never, never ends. It takes a mind that's willing and a back that's strong. 'Cause there's a watery grave if things go wrong. 50 fathoms, 50 fathoms, 50 fathoms deep. If I die, just let me lie
at the bottom of the sea and sleep.
50 fathoms, 50 fathoms deep. 1 billion.
There's a little cafe in Newport town where nightly the people sit themselves down. The old and the young, everybody goes. Everybody goes to Pompilio's.
Pompilio, pop, 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 mine. Your prices are right, your spaghetti fine. The reason these people love you so is they love to say
Pompilio.
Pompilio.
Pompilio,
Pompilio,
we love to say,
we love to say,
Pompilio. Oh, the word is so smooth, it rolls off your tongue. It's good to be said and it's good to be sung. It rolls off the tongue and into your brain and says itself over and over again.
Pompilio, pop, pop, pop of mine. Your prices are right, your spaghetti fine. The reason the people love you so is they love to say
Pompilio.
Pompilio, oh, 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 Pompilio.
Pompilio,
Pompilio,
we love to say,
we love to say,
Pompilio.
We love to say,
we love to say,
Pompilio Papa,
Pompilio Papa,
Pompilio Papa. The monster fear creates in us, lies asleep and waits in us.
Terror agitates in us, the tingle, the chill.
The tingler, the nerve-crippling thing called the tingler.
Don't let it get control of you, on the heart and soul of you.
Once it takes its toll of you, it strangles your will. Beware, beware, the moment of panic is there.
The tingler, a hair-raising thing called the tingler. It strikes the one who tenses up, muddles all your senses up.
Double your defenses up. The tingler can kill.
Beware,
strikes the one who tenses up, muddles all your senses up, double your defenses up. The tingler can kill.
Pour me one from a tall, cool bottle, and I'll blow away the foam. There's a yearning that comes at the end of the day, when the smoke and the hurry and the noise clears away. When you punch the old clock and you're heading for home, got a hankering for a tall one topped off with foam. It's a yearning to sit with your pals or your kin, and a tall, cool bottle with pleasure brewed in.
It's a yearning to sit with your pals or your kin, and a tall, cool bottle with pleasure brewed in.
There's a yearning that comes as the working day slows, and a man is away from the places he knows, and the faces are strange in the streets of the town. There's a yearning comes on as the sun's going down. It's a yearning to sit with your pals or your kin, and a tall, cool bottle with pleasure brewed in.
It's a yearning to sit with your pals or your kin, and a tall, cool bottle with pleasure brewed in.
A man gets a yearning when he's through on the road, when he's in from Toledo with a full trailer load, and the lights up ahead are the lights of his home that promise the brew topped off with foam. It's a yearning to sit with your pals or your kin, and a tall, cool bottle with pleasure brewed in. It's a yearning to sit with your pals or your kin, and a tall, cool bottle with contentment brewed in a bottle that's tall and cool. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly.
Come out on England shore, so let the music play. I'm off for the morning train. I'll cross the raging main. I'm Tanganyika. It's a psychiatry is what you seek. Be sure to ask for Dr. Geek. He'll shrink your head and make your troubles small. He's trying to cure the worries on your mind. He shrinks your head and puts it on a cane. He's so take it while you may. So take it while you
sings his little song. Daddy, daddy, why's your leg so long?
Love your finger, cause it's so cold.
The man blew in the pain. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's getting ready to meet the same.
Ready to meet the same.
50 fathoms deep. If I die, just let me lie
at the bottom of the sea and sleep.
No dogs allowed.
No dogs allowed.
No dogs allowed.
That goes for rats.
La 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 la.
Figure out a plan. You can't reason with a headless man.
Deep in the deep.
plaster, genuine plaster.
Or fill a great samovar owned by the Tsars.
A pen used by
stories really true, cause I am Santa Claus.
Bring on the picador, the matador. He swept the floor with the toreador, and the bull walked around Olé. Bull walked around Olé.
Night is and held her tenderly.
Held her tenderly.
There's no sea monster big enough to ever frighten me.
It's what I want to be.
Rest in peace, the haunting spree. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Hurry back.
Would you sing a thing or two down
there? Hello.
From the Cottontail crew, go thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump thump, and the world will smile at you.
Help you, Malvento, Mutada Cento.
I don't think that's right either.
Edipensio. This apparition, I'll tell it to you if you wish, a dragon's his condition. No more. Let it be. I'm the bottom, I'm the bottom of the hill.
I'm the fellow, the
legs long as willows, and paws big as pillows. Ugh, such an ugly dozen.
Listening to the Honky Tonk Radio Girl Show on WFMU. My name's Becky, and I'm here with Mr. Finewine, and we are celebrating the great Thurl Ravenscroft this evening. Let me let you know what we heard, and then we're going to talk about Thurl, and then we're going to get into the mysteries. So that last thing that you heard was a compilation of the lowest notes confirmed Thurl records that he ever sang.
It's on YouTube, and it's yes. And it tells you the note, like
yes,
A
yes.
sharp, A really low, lower and lower it gets in the video. It's pretty fascinating.
Yes. Yes. So the lowest note that he sings in that thing as he goes progressively down is G1, which is a very, very, very low note for the record. But that also had him singing No Dogs Allowed, which is from Snoopy, from Snoopy Come Home. That made me cry a lot when I was a kid, that record. He does Grim Grinning Ghosts in there, which is a Disney thing.
You can't help but notice that he's called upon to sing the word beware.
Beware.
In a lot yes. of his material.
Yes, yes. He's a very spooky guy. And for all of you Disney fans, if you ride the Haunted Mansion ride to this day, I think, I have not been on the one in Florida in a while, but they actually took videos like all around of his head and projected it onto a bust so that it looks like he's a ghost alive when he's singing his part in the Haunted Mansion, which is pretty cool. We heard Cool, Cool Bottle. Before that, The Tingler. By The Tinglers, but with Thrill on it, of course. Mr. Fineman, what's the story with that one?
That's from the soundtrack of 1959 William Castle horror movie starring Vincent Price, which had this gimmick in the movie theaters where they screened it. They had a, like, they outfitted some of the seats, like random seats, with this buzzer thing to scare the hell out of viewers. And yeah, The Tingler.
And I have seen The Tingler in a theater where they actually did all of the effects. I've seen two Vincent Price films in the theater where they did all of the 4D effects. Highly recommended. I am a huge Vincent Price fan.
You even have his cookbook.
I have his cookbook.
His restaurant book, whatever it is.
Yes, yeah. His cookbook. I was looking today at the pages where he teaches you how to fold napkins. And I do, again, if you're trolling YouTube tonight after the show, go find him cooking fish in the dishwasher on the Johnny Carson show, because it's the best. before that, it was the A-side of the Cool Cool Bottle record, Pompilio Papa. So a great example of Thurl being a session musician, because this was a record specifically recorded to promote an Italian restaurant somewhere in Kentucky.
Newport,
that,
I believe.
Newport, Kentucky. That's been around since the 30s. So almost 100 years old.
Pompilio's, I think it's
Pompilio's.
Still there.
We think it's still there. And that's their record that they commissioned Thurl to sing. And you can imagine, much like the Grinch, he showed up and that was his job for the day. And he sang a theme song to an Italian restaurant in Kentucky. And then another Mr. Fine Wine contribution, 50 Fathoms at the top of the set.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that record, except you can't help but notice Thurl's voice on there.
Yep.
So, yeah, he was at his group, The Mellow Men, I think. He had a backing group where he was the bass voice, The Mellow Men, and they're credited sometimes on records. I wanted to mention there's a website that you and I had found years ago that called All Things Thurl that was fascinating and had every possible bit of Thurl information you could want, except it didn't identify some of the songs where we think Thurl is singing. But that website has disappeared. Last time I looked for it, last night, in fact, it was gone. I tried using the Wayback Machine, but I didn't have any luck.
Oh.
It's there, yeah. But I don't really know how to use it. I'm confessing to you.
Okay.
I don't really know how that works.
Well, I do know how to use the Wayback Machine, okay. So we're going to have to look into it again. But yes,
But what,
there is a wholehearted group of Thurl fans around the world that have tried to catalog everything he was on, but he usually wasn't credited on many of the things that he did, and you just kind of have to
including
piece it
on,
together.
On WFMU's Beware of the Blog.
There's a great
Thurl fan who did several posts.
A great post on the old Beware the Blog.
One of the great things about that All Things Thurl website was there was a section called Not Thurl.
Yes.
Where there were recordings by other bass voices that some might mistake for Thurl that were not him.
Right.
But I am going to say that these records we're about to play sound way more like Thurl than any of those not Thurl examples from that website.
Yes, that is true. So we're going to play records that we wholeheartedly believe are Thurl. They are not documented as Thurl. If anyone has any information confirming they are Thurl, please email honkytonk@wfmu.org. Before we get to that, Mr. Finewine, why do you love Thurl Ravenscroft?
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, his voice is just so profound sounding. But also, like, it's nostalgia from when I was a kid. Tony the Tiger. And I went to Disneyland as, like, a seven-year-old and heard him in some of those things. And then he's insinuated his way into my adult listening habits too. So, I mean, he made adult records as well as children's stuff, and it's I don't know. Once you hear his voice, it kind of it makes an imprint on your brain, and you, you don't soon forget it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I do recommend, if you are able to see him interviewed and things like that, he's a very charming guy. I think I first learned his name on some TV show that was talking about Frosted Flakes, and him being the voice of Tony the Tiger was, I think, my first interaction with him. And so I heard him talk before I heard him sing. And anyway, let's...
A deeply religious Christian man, too. And he made some gospel records under his own name, I believe. Yeah,
that's true. That's true. So let's get to these disputed... Well, not disputed. No one's disputing us.
We think these are Thurl Ravenscroft. And one of them, it's just he's just kind of singing the bass part wordlessly. I think it's him, though.
Yeah, yeah. So weigh in. Go to WFMU.org. Let us know your thoughts. We're going to start with Joanne Campbell.
Oh, the answer to Ray Charles.
The answer to Ray Charles. You're listening to WFMU.
Others say shy, she walks on when they give her the eye. Ain't that she's highbrow, so I've been told. Ain't that she's fickle, ain't that she's cold. The reason is plain, her heart's doing time. Belongs to the prisoner in cell 29. Found out too late that her true love was true. He fought for her love and the other man died. When he got caught, Lordy, hallelujah, cried. 30 days crying, racking her soul. She prays for his pardon, for his parole. The letters she writes all end with this line: take care of my baby in cell 29. Lily is faithful, Lily is just. She says it's her debt, and to pay it she must. On visiting day, she never forgets to wear a smile and to bring cigarettes. Lily, oh Lily, 20 long years, waiting and wailing, salt water.
lot of tears, cry enough tears to grow you a vine. From here to your baby in cell 29. From here to your baby in cell 29.
Can I rest a little while?
No, don't run and keep on stepping.
I'm feeling just like I ran a mile.
No, don't run and keep on stepping.
Now, Captain, have some mercy, please.
No, don't run and keep on stepping.
One more bell will hook my knees.
No, don't run and keep on stepping.
Now, Captain, on the mirror, I'm grumbling too.
No, don't run and keep on stepping.
There's gotta be something cotton mill. Now, Captain, tell me when we're gonna leave.
Loading up and keep on stepping.
There's more cotton now than the mill can weave.
Loading up and keep on stepping.
Now, Captain, don't you have a heart?
Loading up and keep on stepping.
Now, my poor back is coming apart.
All right.
So that's got to be Thurl Ravenscroft. It's, come on.
Yeah.
But that last record, that Nina Simone record, it's almost like, oh, the bass player didn't show up for the session at the last minute, and Hal Mooney, the producer, had Thurl in the next room, and he's like, hey, we got Thurl here. He can do the bass part. He can just say bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, I agree. I wasn't entirely convinced about all of those when we got in here, but I'm convinced now. So we heard Nina Simone, Either Way I Lose. Before that, Load 'Em Up and Keep on Steppin' by Jimmy Rogers. Is that a Hal Mooney record or
no? I don't know.
But that's got to be him.
Yeah.
Lily's Lament, Cell 29. That's definitely a Hal Mooney.
That's
record.
With the Hal Mooney Orchestra, and we know that Thurl did vocals for the Hal Mooney Orchestra on other records. That's documented. So
yes. The
speculation here, you know, that's him on Lily's Lament. At least there's some evidence that it's him, besides the fact that it sounds just like him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Joanne Campbell, I Changed My Mind, Jack. That's the most mysterious one, actually. That's the one that I think we know the least about, the least to tie him to it. No one's besides us ever made the connection that we know of.
The other male singer on that record must have been feeling very inadequate in the studio that day.
Yeah. I think Jack should have been played by Thurl. So, yeah. But again, if you know anything about that Joanne Campbell record and even who the dork is on it, please honkytonk@wfmu.org. Mr. Feinwein, thank you for celebrating Thurl with me.
Anytime.
This evening.
I'll be here for the 111th birthday, too.
Yeah. You know, listeners to this program, you know that Thurl is we're going to call him the Honky Tonk Radio Zaddy, is, I think, his official name now.
He's got that kind of daddy vibe.
He's got a zaddy vibe. So let's go out with I Was a Teenage Brain Surgeon. Some Spike Jones for you. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
I was out of grade school at 6, high school at 8, college at 10 and a half, and after 3 years pre-med, I was the head doctor of brain surgery. After operating, I'd pause, tighten the gauze, wait for applause, while my patients laughed hysterically. Obviously, they were in stitches over me. I was a teenage brain surgeon, a teenage brain surgeon, a knocked out, fractured brain surgeon, the sharpest operator in town. While the other kids were digging Dick Clark from coast to coast, I was a digging Dr. Kildare, like man you know the most. Even when I was in grade school, I
went to the old lady's house one day and she told me, walk right in. I said, I thank you. She said, well, will you sit down? I said, thank you, ma'am. She says to me, "Say, well, how long you gonna be here? I said, I'm gonna be here but a little while. And so that night, somewhere or another, I commenced a dreaming. Got up there about 12 o'clock one night there, 1913. So got a whole old banjo. I said, you know one thing, Bessie? I said, you told me to walk in here. Now, you know, I must get something out on that. And this is the way it went.
Now you walk right in, sit right down. Baby, let your mind roll on. Will you walk right in, stay a little while. Now, baby, don't you stay too long. Now, I know it's everybody talking about the way you're walking, baby. You look loose, that's your mind. I say you walk right in, sit right down. Baby, let your mind roll on. Mama, baby, let your mind roll on. Play the water. You're about to lose your mind. Walk in, sit right down. Baby, let your mind roll on. Play a little while. Walk right in, sit right down. Now, baby, let your mind go down. Da, da. Mind go now.
Yep, here it goes. I'm Alan.
Hi, I'm Jim the Poet.
And it's Jim and Allentine's Day. Hi, Jim.
Maybe it sounds better when you say it out. Say that again.
Hold on, I'm queuing up the next song. I'm being a pro over here.
You're being a pro over there.
Yeah.
Jim and Allentine's Day?
Yes, Jim and Allentine's
Day. I thought it should be Valen Crimes Day.
Or Allen Crime, Jim and Allen Crimes?
I didn't even, that's so punny that it's it works, I think.
It's punny like.
It works.
Huh, all right, well, let's change the name of it, shall we?
You can't change the name, they've been talking about it for weeks.
We could do it orally. Jim and Allen Crimes Day.
I've tried to do it orally. It just doesn't work.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow. So, well, happy Allentine's Day. Jim and Allentine's Day, Jim, and everybody out there. It's, we got some Portishead instrumental for your...
Yeah, who's doing that instrumental?
I don't know.
Lounge Lizard kind of version?
Yeah, exactly. Got more. We got more of that kind of stuff coming. Oh, all kinds of surprises here. So what are we doing here, actually? So
I don't know.
All right. So we're going to try to do a little listener dating game. If you're alone out there.
Yeah, I'm alone.
I'm alone. Yeah, but we can't try to hook ourselves up on the radio.
We can't? Why not?
I don't know.
What was the point of getting the show if we weren't going to hook up with people?
Where's my dog? Tico!
Your dog is like right over there.
Where?
Why are you always worried about where your dog is?
Why?
Your dog
because
can,
I'm a good dad.
Unless your dog can turn doorknobs, it's in the
my
room
dog can
somewhere.
Turn door. He can do anything.
Do anything.
Don't. All right. So we're going to try to do a listener dating game. So
I
tried to plan this ahead of time.
Yeah. How'd that go?
And Jim thinks it's very important.
I think it's better for us. I think it's better for radio if we just talk about everything on the air.
Right.
And
he wants.
Totally enjoyable, and everyone's in on it.
I tried to
commenting
have,
live.
I tried to have pre-production meetings to figure out how to have a
you
listener
were, like,
dating
sending
game.
Sending me like cover songs from the Ukrainian president at like 4 a.m.
That's true.
I'm like, what is this? I got a text in the middle, and I must be an emergency. No, well, it's just a cover song that Alan found.
Yeah. So what we're gonna do is, so you're gonna call. If
Who
you need
call?
A date.
Am I calling?
No,
can I call?
You're not going to call. Not you. Listener.
Can I try with my
listener,
phone here?
You need a date.
And I
you
need
wanna,
a date.
And you want to find a date in something that, with someone that you have something in common with, which is WFMU, right? That's a nice start. Like these stupid dating apps. At least you know to whoever you try to hook
Should
up with tonight.
Should we have a WFMU dating app? That would be a huge hit,
That's
I'm sure.
That's for another day. Well, this is the first day. This is day one of the WFMU dating app.
All right, cool.
So you're going to call, and you're going to give us a little bio. You're going to just tell us a little bit about yourself. We'll ask you a couple questions.
Yeah.
And then you get to tell us what you're interested in, if it's a guys, girls, days, whatever. Whatever
you. What was the third one?
Days, whatever. Or if you're.
Days? What?
They,
oh,
you know.
Days?
Yeah, they.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever. Whatever you're into. You could be into everything. We don't care. So you just let us know.
We get paid the same whether you.
Yeah,
find
it doesn't matter. And then if someone hears you and they want to meet you, they can call up. And then they could sort of express their interest. And then maybe we could hook you up somehow. Keep a pen and paper handy, Jim.
I mean, I got pen and paper ready.
Thank you.
What do I have to write down?
I don't know. We'll tell people to email us and we'll make it happen that way. So you could also ask for advice from two people who have no ability to...
You mean us?
Yeah, you could ask us first.
Love
advice from two guys who are with each other on Valentine's Day.
Not only don't we have dates for tonight, but we knew we didn't have dates for tonight like in early January when we asked Therese for this fill-in. Thank you. Thank you, Therese.
Thanks, Therese. Thank you for letting us destroy your show for one night. We appreciate it. So, we cruised right into Always and Forever there, Jim. You see that?
I thought it was an unstoppable loop that you had made.
It is. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly the same thing that I just said. So, all right. 201-209-9368. If you need a date and you want to meet someone in the WFMU audience, call Jim and Allentine's Day. Or if you need some advice from people with no ability to give love advice, we will provide it.
Or if you think Valentine's Day stinks like I do, just call in and we'll commiserate with you.
Just call in and
we agree. At least one and a half of us agree.
We wore our sarcastic red this evening.
This isn't sarcasm. This is just the shirt I had at work.
Oh, you didn't purposely wear red?
This is purple.
Yeah, right. You told me a week ago you were going to get dressed up for this show.
I said I would get dressed up, but it's not ironic or anything.
201-209-9368. Call up and talk to us about Valentine's Day, or how much it sucks, or if you need a date.
That? We can say
say sucks.
I don't know.
Or if you just need a date, or if you want some advice, call. Otherwise, we're just going to play music all night. Nah.